This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, even if it meant trading Draymond Green in order to get him. What do you think about that? What do you think about acquiring 3 years and $140 million left on his deal? Sabonis, who averaged 19, 14, and 6 this season on 60% shooting.
I'm in.
For Draymond Green.
I'm in. Because why not? Now, why would Sacramento do that deal? I don't know. He is like one of the like pieces
Sabonis?
You have.
Sabonis?
Yes.
For Draymond?
Come on, Joe.
No, I wouldn't.
What?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Why?
I wouldn't do it. I want no part
wow,
of Sabonis.
Why?
I don't want. He has to have the ball in
his
hands. He's
29. He just turned 29. Been around a long time.
No, he's a good player.
He had a really good season.
You can make the argument he's a better overall player for 30 different teams in the league than Draymond Green. Yep. For this team and the way they want to play, I'm sticking with Draymond.
He averaged 19. 13.9 rebounds. So basically, I'm going to just say 14. So 19, 14, and 6 on 59% from the floor. That's checks. He's 6'10. Think he's 7 feet tall. Like, does that check all the boxes?
888-957-9570. Aggregator 8 o'clock hour. In or out. Sabonis for Draymond.
888-957-9570.
I'm sorry. You're shaking your head.
I'm so.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Is because Sabonis does exactly what Kuminga and what James Wiseman did, which they need the ball and they need to face the hoop,
yes,
get 3 seconds, and then they can make their move.
Usage
the Warriors
rate.
Don't need that.
No, he's a smart, cerebral player. You plug him in, Steve Kerr. You get Steve Kerr to talk to this guy. You get Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, full offseason of work, Carter. I think it can work.
Is this for the Golden State Warriors or Joe Spadoni's fantasy basketball team that
I don't
is running
do fantasy
in
basketball.
The Guru League?
I don't do fantasy basketball. That's one of the fantasy sports I do not do. I do football, sometimes baseball, although I got burned from a league last year that I joined randomly, and it was a league that's set on Sundays every week, and you can't adjust it. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Never doing that again. A set league weekly. It's awful.
But Dennis on
he
YouTube.
Passes the ball, Joe. Like, Kuminga, I'm going to disagree with Carter here. Kuminga doesn't pass the ball. Sabonis averaged 6 assists last year. He's a willing passer, and that works in this system. He's got size, and he will get rebounds. Kuminga doesn't get rebounds. Looney, sure. But Looney doesn't pass the ball as well as Sabonis. That's why I would take it. Now, is he great defensively? No, he's not. Did I think Şengün was great defensively in that series against the Rockets?
No.
No. I think Sabonis is kind of like Şengün in that regard, which... On this team,
Draymond
I would take
for
that.
Sabonis would make your head explode if you're a Warrior. Dennis on YouTube, no, absolutely not. Austin from San Jose on YouTube,
Hell yeah, he'd do the deal.
Yes!
People are all over the place.
I would absolutely do that deal. I don't think the Kings do it. If any team's denying that deal, it's the Sacramento Kings.
Well, what if
they
get a third team? Their favorite team, the Bulls.
Oh, God, Jesus. Good, send data. Pistons. Toss the Pistons in there. Send Draymond to Detroit, right? There you go.
Sabonis and Draymond in some...
It would be poetic.
Trade machination.
It would be poetic at this point.
I mean,
right?
Just get Gobert involved too.
Oh my God!
I mean,
the Stifle Tower.
And then Steven Adams signs as a unrestricted free agent.
How are you getting Nurkic involved in this?
Oh Jesus! Oh God!
I feel like you can make like a starting five of like all the guys that Draymond has like beefed with over the years.
Jalen Green, yeah, Jalen Green out there.
Would Bradley Beal do this deal? Would Steve Kerr do this deal?
I do think that Steve Kerr loves him some Domantas Sabonis. I do. Because he can pass. I do think we're sleeping on this, guys. He's a willing passer. He is. And I do think what you're getting offensively from Domantas Sabonis is infinitely better than what you're getting from Draymond Green. And defensively, sure, you're going to lose a step. Sure. But what you're gaining offensively as Sabonis outweighs what you're losing defensively.
You went from Clay, Dre, and Steph a couple years ago. To Buddy and Sabonis.
I want to make clear too. I would do this deal.
Okay.
I don't think Steve Kerr would do this deal.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Would do the deal.
I would do it. Yeah, he's a better player. But Steve Kerr wouldn't do it. That's the type of player he clearly wants to avoid.
What if you had to throw in Moody?
Sure.
Kuminga?
Sure. I'm doing that still.
Wow.
Yeah,
I think I'm out on it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco Odyssey Sports Station and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio. 1 hour to go here on the morning
Sabonis.
Roast. Are you doing it? It was a bleeding over from the aggregator hour here. That's a new thing we're unveiling. We're going to go to you're going to social and you're going to the aggregation, right? So you see it all the time, whether you're on Twitter, whether you're on Facebook, doesn't matter. What's trending, if you will? Right now, it's, hey, would you do Sabonis for Draymond Green?
I would.
888-957-9570.
Steph Curry as the godfather leaning in on Fredo. Like, him doing this to Draymond, because he would have to, like, you know, co-sign on something like this. The memes would be all-time online, would they not?
To protect Steph from himself, I need to go over his head if I'm done Levy & Co. You know what? I'm protecting you from yourself, Steph. Go hang out with Aisha.
Oh, the hit comes from above?
Yes.
It comes from the old country?
It does. You know what? No, I turn my back now. Paulie. All right? Just say, hey, Steph, you know what? I love you, but I got to do things that's best for this organization. And Draymond Green, we got to move on from him. If you want to maximize you, Steph, this is the best move going forward. All right? You were out. We saw the offensive limitations from Draymond. It's just not there anymore. And if Jimmy's going to be our number two, hell, Domantas Sabonis right there with him, I feel a lot better. Don't you?
Keon Ellis and Domantas Sabonis for some combination of Kuminga, Moody.
You like Keon Ellis.
I do like Keon Ellis.
So, I'm just saying.
I think he could fill some of the perimeter defensive woes.
Let's talk to Bobby in Los Altos. Bobby, I see here you want to talk about Anthony Edwards, but you're such a diehard and you're so tapped in. Would you trade
Sabonis?
Would you trade Draymond Green for Domantas Sabonis, Bobby?
I guess in a different related way, this is what I'd say, and I'm going to answer your question. Look, the way that the Timberwolves got eviscerated by OKC and the way the Timberwolves eviscerated us, I realize it doesn't matter. One player isn't going to do anything. This team cannot compete for championships anymore.
Whoa. Real quick, Bobby, real quick. The Timberwolves eviscerated the Steph Curry-less Golden State Warriors. That there's some nuance in there, right?
No, there's no nuance in 4-1. You know, Jimmy Butler was a kitty cat. He was not a dog. It doesn't matter if Steph comes back. What does that mean? We're going to lose 4-2, 4-3. We need to gut this whole team. It's going to be Steph and Giannis, and everyone else is gone.
Steph and Giannis, and everyone else is gone.
And now Bobby's gone.
The trade was Sabonis and Draymond.
Now they're done.
That's not today's aggregator hour sensation.
They're cooked. Like, again, he's like, no, there is no nuance. I was like, oh, well, if you put it that way. But yes, there is nuance, Bobby. You lost Stephen Curry. That's why you got destroyed from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Sorry. Like, that, you lose your best player, you're going to lose the series. That's what happened. That sucks. You know what? I would rather have better insurance. Had Stephen Curry gone down and I had Sabonis and Jimmy, maybe you do win a game. I actually no. You do win a game. Wait. You do win a game with those two. Okay.
Give it to me again.
So
give it to me.
If I had Sabonis,
it's like I saw the light turn on in your head as you were going. Can you do it again?
If I had lost Steph,
like
the way you did this last series against the Minnesota Timberwolves,
and I just removed Draymond and I put in Sabonis,
you're winning a game.
You think one game?
Yes, absolutely.
You are. You might.
And then what happens? You get Steph Curry back for game six, and anything's possible.
But do the three of them work together better than Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph?
Are the three of them working well now?
Yeah. You've got me kind of convinced over the last 3 days that they're closer than I wanted to admit.
See, I think that Steph and Jimmy work great together, and that's the tandem I don't want to break apart right now.
So you're more I've open seen them. To Dre.
Correct. I'm not open. I'm moving. For that trio, the one person I'm moving, because clearly you're not moving Steph. It's Draymond Green. It's the weak link.
Could you imagine Sacramento receiving Draymond Green?
I think the three-team trade is where that happens. I think he goes to a team that feels like, and again, that's why I brought up a team like the Pistons. I have to look at their roster, but like, the story writes itself.
Yeah, but
he's rooting for the Bad Boys Pistons. He loves them and what they're a part of. He's a Michigan guy. Like, it makes sense, right? Right?
If you could get Keegan Murray in this deal somehow, I'd be willing to really think about this one.
Okay. All right. Abraham in Fremont says he has a different trade idea. Okay. Real quick, though, before you get to that, Abraham, would you trade Draymond Green for Domantas Sabonis straight up?
For sure, straight up. But I would throw in Kuminga and get Keegan Murray back. Oh. Keegan Murray will fit perfectly in a Warrior system. He's a popping three defensive kind of guy. And then you got Sabonis getting 10 rebounds a night. That's a perfect lineup right there.
I'm not mad at that. 6'8", he's 24 years old. He's young.
Like he's still scratching the surface.
He is coming off kind of a down season, right? I mean, he averaged 12, 6, and an assist. I would love that. I don't think the Kings are doing that. Again, this hypothetical, the Kings are definitely not doing that.
God, it would be so funny.
But it would be great. I'd be all in on it. It'd be fun. Be exciting. Right?
It would be a lot of excitement.
Sabonis. You're in on it. You're in. Like, I see that smirk. You're definitely in on Draymond Green going for Domantas Sabonis. You're in on it. Come on.
We could call the, you know, Sabonis, Quinton Post, frontline, White Castle.
That's not bad.
Come on, you like that.
That's not bad.
You like that.
The European conquest. I don't know what you want to call it because is that Arvidas? Are we going to get Arvidas? Is he going to be courtside smoking the cigarettes like he used to do back in the 90s?
Him and Peyton Sr.
Oh, my God.
And Del Curry.
And Del, all the old men.
Just all the dads.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I love that. Okay, that's fun, though. That was fun.
I was thinking about how I could like mix in White Castle.
No, it wasn't bad. Harold and Kumar. I wish they had White Castles over there. They don't have. That's the East Coast.
The only time I've ever seen White Castle is at the frozen food section.
No, it's a thing over like in the East Coast. They don't have a lot of them. Hence why Harold and Kumar had to like scour.
And they're
forever.
All sliders?
I think that's what they do. They do the sliders, and how they cook it is they do the little slider burgers on top of the onions that are grilling, and they put the bun on top of the burger and onion, so it steams it. So through that, it cooks it through the steams
like
of the onion.
Like I do
onion.
With my Hawaiian rolls
there
when
you go,
I make pulled
right?
pork.
The King's Hawaiian. Yeah. There you go. God, I can go.
God, I love a good Hawaiian roll.
I love that segment, the aggregator hour. Is that every day we're doing
that?
Yeah,
we'll do it every day. Some days it'll be a minute, and we'll laugh, and we'll keep it moving. Okay. Some days it'll be 45 minutes.
I'm not mad at that. 888-957-9570.
That way we keep you up to date on Warrior stuff.
There we go. And you know what? Let's get back into what we were talking about prior to that, Joe. Was the Giants or the Warriors? We can keep on the Warriors, but bring the Giants back into it. Who needs to make a bigger move? And we brought up a name, one Mike Trout, that the more I think about it, I do think although the Warriors could trade for Mike Trout, I guess, too. The Giants need to go all in on that guy. I'm going to tell you why on the other side. Giants should be going after one Mike Trout. I'll tell you why on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. And don't forget, Carter, Sam, Joe, coming up today, 4 o'clock, Valkyrie's taking on the New York Liberty, and you can hear the game on the Valkyrie's channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyrie's. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will have the call right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Because you like the sound of your own voice.
No, I haven't been on an episode in a while, but it's been Risotto and Lubman.
Okay, well, yeah. You can find Joe Shasky, Sam Lubman, and Steven Risotto, who have the best Giants talk in the world with the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Make sure you are subscribed today because a special guest host joined this week. We won't tell you who it was, but oh, baby, was it a good one. That's a tease right there for you. Those that know, know. Those that don't, don't. We got one more segment before handing off to Steiny and Guru, and we're going to call an audible. Omaha! We're going to call an audible, Joe. I teased Mike Trout and the Giants, but we're gonna push that aside for now, because you know what? Something's going on with Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors right now, and Steve Kerr and all of that, and I want to get back into it. And some of you might have just rolled your eyes in your car or wherever you're listening on the Odyssey app. Oh, Jonathan Kuminga.
95.7 the Kuminga.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know, right? No, this is different. Anthony Slater, all right? He just doesn't say something to say something, all right? He's not Skip Bayless. He's not the Colin Cowards of the world. He's not the Joe Spadonis of the world. No, no, no. Anthony Slater is very credible, okay?
Oh, can I do my Colin Cowherd?
Please.
Jonathan Kuminga is kind of like a Toyota Tundra. It's reliable every now and then, but it's not your first choice. And when you've got the Prius in the car that gets you, I don't know, I'm trying to make some awful analogy. That's what Cowherd does. Someone writes him a script and gives him an awful analogy to start with.
That's not bad. I was hoping you'd say, Jonathan Kuminga, he wears his hat backwards. And for me, I don't want that, my franchise player.
He's a me guy.
He's a me guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what I want. He's got a six pack.
It's kind of like LeBron. He always goes back to LeBron, too.
You know, Will Levis, you know why he doesn't work? Works out too hard. He's in the gym too much. He eats mayonnaise straight from the jar. You know what? I like,
can I ask,
I like a little meat on the bones.
When did mayonnaise become negative?
What do you mean?
I love mayonnaise.
When you put it in your coffee,
yeah,
it's
when
negative.
You put it in your coffee and make a bit out of
that
it.
That I agree with. But like artichoke and mayonnaise is a staple in the Shasky household.
I like spicy mayo or like a nice aioli. Like I like that.
I don't know. I just best foods, straight up mayo, doggy.
That's fine on a sandwich or if I'm making like a tuna salad or a chicken salad. It has to be mixed or on top of something. I'm not just eating straight mayo.
Okay. No one is. That's called psycho status. Well,
No, you just said you're doing that with an artichoke, though.
Yeah, Will Levis is doing that.
Yeah. Well, there's
he's
some
also
greens.
Getting paid from whoever.
If you don't.
Him.
Okay. Time out. You don't do artichoke and mayo?
Not just mayo. There has to be other things mixed in with it.
Okay. Yeah. Carter's shake is a Frisco thing, right? Like my dad, we would just do artichokes and artichoke hearts and mayo. Yeah, that's what
fire.
We did.
No,
fire.
No, my dad would make like a garlic mayo and mix stuff into it. We're Italian, so we like flavor. I know most of the whites don't have that,
oh
but like
God.
The Italians and the Spaniards, we actually add flavor to
I'm
things.
Half Italian.
Exactly. So you should be better than just eating straight mayo, Carter. I'm actually looking at you a little different now. A little disappointed. A little disappointed, Joe. I know, Shasky, the Polish
I did mayonnaise
side.
Cheese sandwiches growing up, for crying
that's
out loud.
That's fine, because that's cheese on top of it.
But
you're adding something.
Doggy.
Okay, we're adding Jonathan Kaminga.
Mayonnaise and turkey sandwiches.
Is J.K. Mayo in this scenario? No, he's not.
I don't know.
He's not mayonnaise, all right? He adds a flavor, a certain je ne sais quoi
okay.
to the conversation.
All right.
Okay? J.K., according to Anthony Slater, all right? This is the latest piece for Anthony Slater. R95.7 the game. Warriors Insider covers the team at a very high level. He knows everything about the Dubs, inside and out. And what I gathered from his latest article that dropped on The Athletic, the latest intel on Jonathan Kuminga, it's called, from Anthony Slater, there's a chance, a really good chance, for reconciliation between Steve Kerr, Kuminga, the front office, and the team. There's a chance that that's the best course of action this summer. And it's not a sign and trade. No, you're laughing. But, like, I do think a lot of people, you and Bonte included last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, were talking about, you know, you think there's no chance of reconciliation, that it's a foregone conclusion he's gone.
This is like a reality dating show. Stay together or break up.
Well, in this case, maybe the best option is staying together. Is that
insane?
Spinoni
does like Love is Blind.
I do love Love is Blind. The last season sucked. Minneapolis was horrible. I guess they're going to start doing it in Denver now. This next
Wait a
season.
Minute. So now they're going to kiss, make up, and keep Kuminga. That's what Slater is reporting.
Yes, I'm going to have the exact quote for you in a second because there's a lot of good ones.
I mean,
right here.
I've hypothesized that his market isn't as robust as maybe him and his, you know, whoever he's making decisions. Maybe it's just him. Maybe it's his agent. I don't know. I don't think it's as robust as he thinks.
This is what the article says from Anthony Slater. Quote, there isn't an irreconcilable player and coach or player and organization personality clash, league sources say. So between Kuminga and the organization, there's not some huge personality clash.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because I know Lakeup likes him.
This is all about finding the contract and opportunity Kuminga craze. And right now, Kuminga just doesn't feel like there's a huge opportunity for him next season or in the near future right now. But maybe things change this summer opportunity presents itself.
This team needs athleticism and wing defenders.
Joe, you and I are in lockstep here. I don't think they're in a position where they could just scoff and say, oh, we don't need Kuminga.
Not bring back Gary Payton II. Okay. And just let JK take that role.
Okay.
And boom, instantly there becomes 18 to 22 minutes a night. Am I wrong?
No, I'm there with you. I do think JK, though, he wants to be that guy. He wants to be that dude on the team. I think the way you sell it to him, and this goes back to Dunleavy, this goes back to Kerr, hey, man, this is the last 2 years of Stephen Curry. You could be that next iteration. You're never going to be Steph, JK, but you know what? Hell, can you be, I don't know, an Andrew Wiggins, who was a second best player in a championship squad? Can you take over that next mantle and be that next foundational piece to something after? Absolutely. And you know what? Steve Kerr's already mentioned, Joe, on these airwaves. Hey, I got to start looking at Jimmy, Steph, Draymond, and JK together. That's something I'm going to have to be using early on next season if he is back.
Is JK willing to accept the reality that he, like, I think a part of this, I like JK a lot. I like him as a player. I appreciate his outlook on things, but you also have to come to acceptance. You know, I use this analogy loosely, but like my dad played shortstop forever and then he couldn't move as well. And then we had to move him over to second and we had to move him over to first. And then he was our pitcher and then he was the extra hitter and eventually he just became coach. Is JK willing to move over from, in this analogy, him viewing himself as the leadoff hitter shortstop? Is he willing to play a different role? Is he willing to accept that?
Well, I think he's willing to accept it if he just gets consistent minutes. The moment I'm getting DNPs, like that's when it becomes really difficult to accept anything going forward, right?
Sure.
The moment you start doing that stuff, then yeah, I'm going to be questioning a lot about my future.
GP2 got more run because he was 100% in bought in on what his spot was in terms of the pecking order and what they needed for him to continue to play. Now, is the skill set different between Kuminga and GP2? Absolutely. All right. I could have a long laundry list of pros and cons of both players and what they bring to the table. And they're very different skill sets. But I think Kerr and the team, Curry and whatever, they want JK to do more of the GP2 stuff. And, you know, Kuminga, I'm sure, thinks that he can do more of the Jaylen Brown stuff, right? In terms of being like an ISO top of the key scorer. And, like, I think the reality is it's somewhere in the middle. And that's the happy medium that I think both parties need to accept.
There was an interesting little excerpt in here, Joe, in regards, and we're talking right now about Anthony Slater's latest piece in The Athletic. Anthony Slater covers the Warriors. It's called The Latest Intel on Jonathan Kuminga. There's a nice little excerpt in here from Joe Lacob. And this is what it says, quote, and this is from Lacob via The Athletic after Game 5, after they got ousted against Minnesota. Quote, I was listening to the guys behind me tonight give running commentary. Kuminga's the guy they talked about all night long. He's the only guy that could really guard Anthony Edwards out there. Did a pretty damn good job. He had a tough situation with the DNPs from last series, and to bounce back from that, I give him a lot of credit. I'm a big fan of his.
Now that's from who?
That's Lacob, talking about the fans and also kind of talking about his own sentiments towards Jonathan Kuminga.
Any trade machination regarding Kuminga or anyone else on the roster, any trade, one of the number one questions I have is who is guarding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is guarding Anthony Edwards moving forward? Now, there are other guys in the West I would throw in there, the Lucas and, you know, yeah, of course. It starts there. And so if you trade Kuminga, what are you getting that is going to be an upgrade defensively over JK against those guys? Because I think GP2, his time as a stopper is over. I like the guy a lot. He's a useful off-the-bench player, but I don't think he's as good as what the coach thinks in terms of stopping people on the perimeter. I think JK has barely scratched the surface on the defensive player he could become.
Does the fact that Lacob, the owner, has so much love for this guy, Jonathan Kuminga, does that do anything for you when it comes to the likelihood of him moving on or staying here in Golden State, Kuminga, that is? Does the fact that the owner has so much buy-in with this young guy? Like, I know he's ultimately not going to step in and say, no, you can't trade this guy. He's not that guy. He's been on these airwaves. He's been right here in the studio where you're sitting right there and saying, you know what? I like to be involved. I think all good owners should be involved, but ultimately I'm going to let Mike handle the decision-making. He has my entire trust. I hired him for a reason. He's going to make those decisions. Bob Myers prior to that. But does the fact that Lacob has this kind of love for JK, does that kind of do anything for you when it comes to these negotiations, when it comes to the sign and trade?
I mean, yeah, I guess a little. Like, I believe that he held on to Wiseman because he liked them for as long as he did. So there is something there. But I also don't think that Joe Lacob is the one telling Steve Kerr who to play and who not to play. Like, if what you're saying is 100% on the up and up, Lacob is in love with Kuminga, and, well, then why wasn't Kerr playing him? You don't think the owner has conversations with the coach?
No, it's a great point. In this day and age, I question everything right now when it comes to GMs, head coaches, ownership, because honestly, we just saw a regular season with the Memphis Grizzlies that went crazy. They fired Taylor Jenkins like a month before the season ended. It's like, what is going on? You guys are like a top four seed in the West. What's going on? The Denver Nuggets fired their championship head coach. Michael Malone was on ESPN.
What?
Like, It was craziness. And they feel like they were just a game away from beating the Thunder. Maybe they're back in the NBA finals right now.
When you make these decisions, though, as a group. So, like, this is the way I view the Warriors making decisions, Joe. I'm
not saying the Warriors, there's a disconnect between Dunleavy, Kerr, and Laker right now. I'm saying it's at a point in the NBA as a totality where the messaging between and the butting heads between GM, ownership, or head coach is at, like, this weird standoff.
No, I think it's natural. So hear me out on this. Whether it's Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, and then the scouts, whether it's Kerr, Dunleavy, Lakeup, or whether it's Joe Shasky and Joe Spadoni doing evaluations on the 12U All-Star team in Mill Valley, okay? When we come together, you're going to view things kind of through your prism. I'm going to view things through my prism. And we both might like a player, but have different, you know, projections on where they fit into the equation. And I think it's natural when you're discussing any kinds of players, it's natural to have differences of opinion. You might think he's a second baseman. I think he's more of a shortstop. I might think that this guy can be our point guard and play every single minute. You might think, no, I like him off the bench, right? I think this is natural when discussing sports and the assembly of teams. And I think that to think that everyone's on the page on every decision, I just know when I'm putting together my teams and we're discussing lineups or when we're discussing who should be on what team or whatever, there's constant, like, disagreement. That doesn't mean we all hate a player. It's just you like him a little more than I do. And you like him in this role, and I don't really love him in that role. And you know what? I'm willing to come over to your side after I see more evidence of it. Or, no, I'm really stubborn, and I don't think that that guy can do any of those things. And then a year later, like, I look at it completely different. So I don't think any organization is kumbaya on every guy on their roster. I think there's constant give and take when doing these evaluations and the roles and the personnel and the lineups, and I think it's an ever-evolving moving target.
I'm in lockstep with you there, and I do think the split from the fan base in regards to Kuminga is not as heavy as it is in the Warriors front office. I think Steve Kerr, I think we need to be careful here because the amount of people that say Steve Kerr has something against Jonathan, I don't think there's actual true animosity between the personalities of either of those guys. I don't believe that. I do believe, and Steve Kerr's referenced this, there are things that Steve wants to see from JK on the floor that he just doesn't see enough consistently to give him enough faith and trust and rope come playoff time to give him that playoff time, mind you, and like important playoff type games to give him that runway when Steph was healthy. Right now, the moment Steph went down, he pivoted. Okay, JK, here, we need some scoring. So we'll take what we can get over there. But I do think, like, we need to be careful when we say, you're not saying this. You're not saying this, but there's a lot of people that call in and you're saying, oh, you know, Steve Curtis has it out for JK. I don't believe that.
Well, if we had the same conversation about JK right now, as if we had the same kind of conversation about Camilo Duvall in September of last year, I think there's a lot of similarities. Bob Melvin's not a Camilo guy. Camilo doesn't buy in on his role. He's not willing to do what the team needs him to do. He's selfish. Like, I'm talking about the way people
perceived it.
We're talking about him, okay? He went through the crucible. I was like, I think you should trade him. I mean, I'm one of the biggest Camilo fans. I'm like, you should probably trade him because I think it's done here. And then now, 2 months into the year, he's back in the closer role.
They pivoted yesterday, yeah.
He accepted his role. He kind of took one on the chin. He worked hard. He worked himself back up. An opportunity presented itself where Ryan Walker showed a little weakness, and now Camilo is back in the closer spot. I think if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, even though I'm sure he's not the biggest baseball fan, I would look over at what happened with Camilo Duvall, and I would say, sports, man, be ready for your opportunity. Buy in on your role. Show an ounce of like, you know, team's gamesmanship, whatever you want to call it. Humility, it's filed under a lot of different things. Like, buy-in, I guess, is the way I would describe it. Just buy in, and you will be better for it.
This was the quote from Kerr, by the way, when the season ended. If JK comes back, we will for sure spend the early part of the season playing him with Jimmy, Draymond, Steph. To me, that would be a no-brainer. We didn't have that luxury this past year. So that being baked into the equation makes me feel a little bit more like, you know what? I think he could be back next year. Right now, if I had to put it in a percentage, this might sound crazy, I think it's 60-40 in favor of him coming back. which I wouldn't have thought a couple weeks ago, Joe. I would have thought like 90-10 in favor of him leaving. Now, I'm leaning that he's coming back.
I still think it's 75-25. The season hasn't ended.
Okay.
I think the other way, I'm saying.
Okay.
I think the season hasn't ended, and I think the wind is blowing in multiple directions.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know how much value matters in all this, like trade value, like how they talk about a player. I don't. Maybe you squeeze a second rounder out of somebody. I don't know. Like maybe that's what they're trying
to
do.
That's why I think you just stick with Jonathan Kuminga. That's the answer. This is the just sticking with J.K. here and bringing him back and reconciling whatever the hell went wrong between all these people. Having a full offseason of J.K. working with Jimmy, working with Steph, working with Draymond. Maybe there are some other trades out there that don't involve those guys that you can improve around the fringes. Maybe there's not. Maybe there's not. But you know what? Give me at least just a couple weeks of those guys together. Let me just, can I see a month of those guys playing together, consistent minutes to start the season. Let them work through those growing pains. Because you know what? By the end of the year, if JK is an actual mainstay and they are a playoff team, that tells me something clicked, something worked. If he's still there at the end of the season, right? I would much rather do that than try to do this major blow up that a lot of people are thinking, or bringing in some player that's a little older and he's not going to be the athletic prowess of a Jonathan Kuminga, and he's going to be a little bit more compromised. I just think JK checks so many boxes that this team desperately needs right now. He checks so many that I don't think there's another player out there that checks them. Like Cam Johnson, I know, I get it. People are infatuated with this guy. Is Cam Johnson going to be the make or break thing?
He's a nice piece of as an addition. But Joe, like, I would be more surprised that Kuminga's back than I was when Jimmy Garoppolo came back in 2022.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because the writing was on the wall there. You drafted his replacement.
I mean, yeah. So, like, I would be more surprised. Yeah, I would be. Which is an insane sentence, I feel like I just said.
No, that is an insane sentence. You'd be more surprised than when Jimmy Garoppolo came back to end up being the starter that season with Trey Lance. That was absolutely crazy. 888-957-9570 is the number, by the way. This one was interesting. Tim Kawakami.
Oh boy.
TK, you know him. You love him. He's our Odyssey friend here. Tim Kawakami. Check this out. What does this sound courtesy of, Sam? Say, Sam, back there. Hey. Tim Kawakami.
Tom Tolbert.
That was with Tom Tolbert. Thank you.
Sorry, my bad. No, I was educating okay. Carter.
No, you're good. Thank you for educating him. This is TK. This one was interesting. As we're talking about this dynamic with ownership and when, you know, players go to ownership, Draymond Green famously went to Joe Lacob during contract negotiations to get it done. Lacob referenced that right here in this studio with you and Bonte at the time. It's obviously been chronicled, Klay Thompson, his relationship with the Warriors and Joe Lacob and them going golfing and kind of like, you know, that was kind of the end of the negotiations and they kind of just turned a page and said, you know what, there wasn't going to be an offer that was going to be presented to Klay that was going to check all of his boxes. And both parties decided to move on, right? Well, I bring up Klay because of this. Tim Kawakami brought up Klay Thompson being uncomfortable with Jordan Poole, a young guy at the time who won a championship and was a piece of a championship team, pushing him out of a starting role. Take a listen to Tim Kawakami on with Tom Tolbert this past week.
They say this, like, Steve is tough on young guys, but name me the young guy who they've gone through and has not developed and they've moved on from who's been a star elsewhere. Yeah. Like, Jordan Poole maybe, but that wasn't Steve. We know that wasn't Steve. That was Draymond. Like they had to move off of Jordan for two reasons. Well, Draymond and Klay, and I've heard this more and more, that Klay was not comfortable with this guy pushing him and pushing him and pushing him. And Klay thought, I've earned this starting role. Why is this guy keeps saying that he should be the starter? And not publicly, maybe, so much as just in the way he carried himself. And that's fine for a young player, but they couldn't keep that guy who got punched by Draymond, not his fault, and who was making things tense with Klay. So that's Jordan, whatever we think about where his career is now, I wouldn't put that on Kerr.
Okay. So he's not putting the whole Jordan Poole situation on Steve Kerr. He said, I'm hearing it more and more now. That Klay Thompson was also part of the
reason. He was uncomfortable, he said.
Yes. What do you make of that?
I don't know what to make of that because I just...
We kind of heard it at the time, some rumblings about there. Jordan Poole rubbing some of the players the wrong way.
I don't know. Like, I think it people do say things in retrospect to kind of frame
Retcon.
The victory or loss of what ended up happening so sure. that it puts them in a better light. So I don't know where he's getting this information from. I'm sure he's getting information from someone.
He's very tapped in.
Because he's clearly tapped in.
Yes, no, he is.
He's clearly tapped in. And I'm not going to say that he's wrong. I would love to, he will never tell us. We'll know where that's coming from. Just so I have a little better feel on it. Doesn't mean it's not true. I just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
Okay.
Well, I suggested that Klay should come off the bench. Yeah. I suggested it. And a lot of people, some of the Warriors, some not, like, lost their minds for me even suggesting it. So I think it's a very sensitive subject. I think it was sensitive for Klay for X, Y, and Z reasons. I think it was sensitive for a lot of people involved with the Warriors, and they let me know about it. And so I think it's a very difficult tapestry.
Well, I guess Klay
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Has a very decorated resume and helped really do some special, special, special things. And I think that they viewed any little whiff of criticism, which I didn't think saying come off the bench was criticism. I thought it was me saying the best way to utilize the team to win. That's just how I view it from a coaching perspective. I didn't view it as a disrespect in any way. I think some people did. And I think that it doesn't matter who starts. No, some of these guys, it dramatically matters, especially for someone like Klay Thompson, who a lot of his worth as a human is baked into basketball.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think some people are a little more well-rounded. Some people have different perspectives, opinions. You know, I think for other people, being the shortstop and the two hitter for the Yankees and anything less than that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
That was a lot of the Derek Jeter thing.
Yeah.
And that's, people say that's ego. No, that's what mattered to him. Yeah. You know, what matters to other people may not be exactly that. I think what mattered to Klay a lot, and I'm not faulting him on this, was being a starter on the Golden State Warriors at the two guard spot.
And I'm playing that in regards to the Kuminga thing when it comes to young players within this organization. And whether you like it or not, it's been a bad look when it comes to the player development, when it comes to the relationships, whether it's the players, the head coach, the front office, wherever you want to point the blame at, something is wrong there. It just is. Now, not to say there hasn't been positives. I thought Moses Moody at times, this is probably the best season we've played, most consistent minutes for him at times, when they had that starting lineup of Moody, Pods, Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph. Like, yeah, there was fun. Pajemski, another guy, he took another leap. It was great to see. But when we use the term earned, and you get late into your career, Klay Thompson felt he earned that status and being that starter in those minutes every single night. If you have that sort of mentality, then I'm sorry, you're going to be going down with the ship at the end of the day. Like, you need to face reality. If you're a diminishing player and you need to have your minutes reduced, whether that's on the player to realize it, the coach to tell him that, the front office to tell him that, the owner to tell him that, one of his teammates, whether it's Draymond or Steph to tell him that, someone's got to tell him that if he can't come to that situation. Because the last thing anyone wants is to be delusional in life. I would hope that you would tell me, Joe, if I was going down a path where you said, like, hey, man, like this, maybe you should shift and go this way.
Yeah, but some people don't want to hear you.
But a good friend tells you that.
Yeah, I know. But what happens is you also have to be in a position to be able to absorb it. I've had many people that I've had, again, these are just like drugs and alcohol stuff. I've had interventions with them and they're not ready. They haven't hit their rock bottom. They aren't ready to accept it. So what your, you know, moment of inflection might be for someone else, it might be years later. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely do. And I've actually been a part of interventions with family members in my own life. So,
and I'm using a loose analogy of drugs and alcohol
for
this situation. But, you know, the professional athlete, the pride, we all see it before the mirror sees it for these guys. You know, Peyton Manning wasn't ready to hang him up.
Nope.
The league told him to hang it up.
Yep.
You know, Barry Bonds wasn't ready to hang it up. The league told him to hang it up.
Yep.
And I think this is my personal opinion. I think especially in basketball, it's just the whole dog eat dog world of basketball. I think it is even more the money, the status, all the other things that football looks at is like, what are you talking about? 1 year you're bad, you're cut, you're gone. That's just the nature of that sport.
Cutthroat.
The NBA is about status.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that that's just how it is. And like I look at it, let's say you're a 95 overall. That's what Klay was at the top of his powers. And then having to be like an 83 overall. I think the drop from that to that is more difficult for a player than being an 85 overall and now you're a 75 overall.
You
get what I'm saying?
I absolutely get what you're saying. And the reason we're talking about this, too, is because I do think this team misses Jordan Poole. They miss his scoring. They do.
There's no doubt.
I miss the excitement of watching Jordan Poole. I do. Was he the perfect player? No. Absolutely not. He made a lot of mistakes.
Brought a lot to the table.
The guy tripped all the time with his shoelace still tied. I don't know how he did it. He just tripped all the time on the court. He would do that. It would drive us nuts. But he was a key part of a championship run. And I'm going to say that. He was a key part of a championship run, and he was one of the young pieces that you could build around going forward. Was he going to be the main piece? No. Was he a Steph replacement? No, he was not. Just like Jonathan Kuminga is not a Stephen Curry replacement. But I feel a hell of a lot better if I had Jordan Poole with Jonathan Kuminga going forward in the future of this team. I absolutely feel better about that. And why don't we have that? Because of lack of leadership at times. And right now, this is a key inflection point, I feel like, with the Golden State Warriors and their leadership going forward. This is a huge summer for them in offseason. Bonte alluded to it. He thinks it's the most important offseason. I'm kind of with him, too.
Did you see the Jeter doc?
I watched bits and pieces of it. I did.
So at the beginning of it, they kind of alluded to it, and I've seen a couple of different things on it. Don Mattingly was the man for the Yankees.
I did watch this
early part. Yeah. For the longest time. Obviously, Dave Winfield was there in the 80s, and Mattingly was the best player on the team. And as his skills started to erode and he couldn't play anymore and he hurt his back and everything, he had a really hard time coming to grips with he wasn't the best player on the team. And the team was dramatically changing. Mm-hmm. And I just think that I think these guys really struggled. At Joe Montana with Steve Young. You think he was happy? He still holds a grudge to this day.
Yep.
And only one guy can play at quarterback.
Yeah. No, it's egos are a real thing when it comes to sports, when it life. Comes to this life. It's tough. It's tough. Father time waits for no one. I know we're viewing it on this lens of Steph and LeBron. Those guys, these are one-offs.
They're unicorns.
Tom Brady playing till he's 45. Like
Jerry Rice is a unicorn.
Like, I'd be shocked if Patrick Mahomes played till he's 40. I don't think he's wired that way. I don't think he is, which is fine. These guys that are wired that way, you're not going to see that again. That's why you're kind of talking about Anthony Edwards. We're kind of just bringing this whole thing full circle. Like, it's the last of a dying breed a little bit when it comes to these types of players. We're not going to see that going forward anymore. We're just not. So I would love to see them reconcile as we bring this whole thing, wrap it up before Fast Five. I would love to see them reconcile JK and try to make this thing work going forward, because I do think that would signal growth for the entire Warriors organization. Steve Kerr, Steph, Draymond, where everything went wrong a couple years ago with Jordan Poole, I think you could be proven right with how they handled this JK situation if they were to bring him back. It might not work, but at least they tried. I'm tired of them just ripping off the bandit of these young players. You got to try to make it work somewhere. Pajemski, we'll see. He was a nice player for them, but clearly has his limitations. Moses Moody, fun player, role player, clearly has his limitations. Can I just see what we got with Jonathan Kuminga? Please, I would love for that. Fast Five.
Name for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Woo. Joe, we talked a lot today. We talked a lot of different stuff. Emotions. We talked Mike Trout. I didn't think we were talking Mike Trout today. And Giannis, and Jimmy Butler, and Jonathan Kuminga. We touched on it all, baby.
I'm going to give you the most fire take of all time.
Okay, all on pins and needles. What is it?
This is a must-sweep series for the Giants. I can't just win the series.
It's May 29th. Guys.
I know. That's why it's a fire take.
Can we not?
This is a fire take.
No, we are, because I'm going to agree with that take.
You agree?
I'm with you.
Sam,
I mean, it's the
no,
Marlins.
Sam,
the Marlins are always must sweep.
You said this to Bonte this time last year, I want to say. It's a must-win series, guys.
Mine was when they had the 10-game winning streak, and I said the 11th game was must-win. That was my bold one.
The 11th game was must-win. Clearly it
and
was.
And they lost.
That was the reason the whole season tanked, right, Sam? You're right.
It's all on me.
It was all on you.
I do believe this is a must-win series.
Okay,
you
not
gotta
a
get
sweep, but you got to win the series.
But, like, I had to go even scorching, you know, more hot, and I went, you know, blue flame on you, okay. And I went all the way to the must-sweep.
Must-sweep series. Let's see.
I mean, honestly, like, if you want to be taken seriously, you got to handle business, and the bats got to wake up.
Joe, I don't think that takes hot enough. It's must-sweep, but I need 3 shutouts.
Hey, we got Kyle Harrison, your boy tomorrow. You,
I mean, just, Sam... God never ceases to amaze me.
I mean, I'm the gift that keeps on giving.
While we're at it, I want multiple no-hitters. I mean, why stop there?
A Kyle Harrison and Hayden Birdsong no-hitter in between a Robbie Ray just complete game?
Would you?
No, Robbie needs to be perfect.
Oh, okay.
Robbie needs to be perfect.
Because his record's perfect, so, you know.
It is.
And while we're at it, somebody needs to have 4 home runs in a game.
Sure.
2 people. Other than Wilmer Flores.
And I need them to execute a safety squeeze just to make everyone's head
explode. Okay, now we're doing too much here.
Patrick Bailey hitting four home runs in a game, that would be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I want Patrick Bailey to hit four flares to right and just get some singles. Let's start there.
I swear to God, you know what my final thought is real quick? If I get another spam risk call on my phone telling me I pre-qualified for $1 million, I'm going to go insane.
Is it better than I am an Arabian prince that needs to borrow? If you put $1.25 in my account, I will give
Arabian?
You
Arabian? What is
he, Aladdin? I thought it was Nigerian.
Maybe it's Nigerian. I don't know.
Somewhere on the other side
of
the world.
So many of those emails. I'm like, how'd you find me? And yes, I do want $50,000 for free.
Oh, my God. You pre-qualified. Hey, Joe, I'm just letting you know you pre-qualified.
My grandfather got duped. Some dude showed up
you told
to
me
the house,
story.
And
yeah.
he got duped. If you're one of those people that does that to
the
old
worst.
People, no, go straight to hell.
Yeah, taking advantage of people.
Do not pass go right to hell.
No, taking advantage of people that are older or have some sort of disability.
You're like the scum of the earth.
Yeah, no, that makes me actually legitimately angry. Sam, what do you got? What's your final thought? Must sweep?
Yeah, you guys know how there's like no good Giants talk on the radio between 9 and 12 on Saturday mornings? Well, that's going to change starting this Saturday. Yours truly and Dan Devone is debuting the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. 3 hours of legit, hardcore Giants talk all summer long. It's going to be fun.
Give me the name one more time.
Orange and Black Weekend Wrap.
Oh, okay.
We can't use Giants in the title league.
Did LaRussell make that? It's pretty sick. I like that.
No, I came up with it.
Look at that. Did you come up with garlic fries and baseball guys, Sam?
That's a
Mark No, Willard. That was
Mark Willard.
Mark Willard. So, which I like that name, too. So
there you go. Does Mark Willard join you guys at all on garlic fries and baseball guys throughout the season?
Schedule doesn't work out, but he might join us at some point on Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. So, again, starting this Saturday, that's 2 days from now,
really
9 to 12.
That's awesome.
No, thank you, guys.
No, seriously.
Now you can stop giving me your take.
Sam's one of the best.
I'm going to save all it takes for my show now.
Hey, Sam, we're happy for you. That's great news. Here's
I'm
Sam.
I'm happy for Sam, love.
I'm happy for Sam.
I'd rather be Sam.
I'd rather be Dan Devone.
Hey, Dan's got a great life. I'll say that. It's very interesting.
That guy lives.
That guy definitely lives. He's a polar bear. He goes out
WWE
there and swims in the bay. He's like Kramer in Seinfeld. That's East River.
Careful with the whales.
There you go.
Golf ball whales.
Yeah, you ask Dan anything, he's done it. It's nuts,
really?
Actually. No, like, yeah. Shit. You've been to the Cannes Film Festival? Yeah, of course. Like, multiple times. It's nuts.
I've been to New Zealand. I've walked to Mordor. Yeah, what do you got, Carter?
I'm actually enjoying some Kuminga talk as of late, actually. This whole idea of him coming back to the team has revitalized my thoughts on the whole thing. And honestly, I'm just really against signing trades in general. I think you always get a worse player back. So if they can make this work, I'm for it. Let's give it a shot.
There you go. Why can't we be friends? Bring JK back. Let's right some wrongs, Joe. For all the wrongs of the Jordan Poole situation, let's do a right by JK, Steve Kerr, Draymond, Steph, Jimmy, all of it. Let's make it all work. Can we do that? I just closed all my reads and I realized I forgot to do
so
one.
Devone's so done on. Everything?
He's done everything. He's done
every serious.
Show. Yeah.
Has he pulled an all-nighter hanging out at the 2-6 mix back in the 90s?
For sure.
Button-down shirt looking like Timothy Chalamet or whatever the heck that guy's name is. By the way, his outfits look like he's been doing blow with a bunch of my buddies from the 2000s, dude.
And that is how we'll end the show.
Him and Stephon Diggs.
Him and Diggs. There you go.
Well, Diggs, I mean. That guy.
That was Fast Five brought to you by
shovel.
Xfinity. At home or on the go, get the fastest internet to all your devices.
Skydiagoo
next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. They got a lot of snow in New England, I heard. They do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.